on today's Tech Help for Churches. Branding, marketing, and the web for your podcast. Everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can leave your questions, comments, etc. You can also leave them right below this video, whether you're watching on trinitydigitalmedia.com or on YouTube. That's perfectly fine. I'll get them either way. If you're more of an email person, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com is a good way to get a hold of me. You also see my Twitter name here, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanClif. You can reach me there. If you're more of a telephone person, 1-877-POD-ECHO, 1-877-763-3246 is a good way to get a hold of me. So let's talk real quick about... the first topic today, and that is branding and marketing for your church podcast. Marketing can sometimes feel like an evil thing, a dark science, but really what you're trying to do is just get the word out. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, you can do that through paid ads, but it's better to do it through other means. All things being equal, if someone hears from a friend, hey, you ought to check this out, you're going to get a better result. More people are going to check it out if their friend recommends it than if they see an ad. But if you've got both, then they're going to say, oh yeah, I've seen that around. Maybe I should check it out. So you'll get even better engagement on those levels. But I think that one of the key things that some people forget is branding. So branding is kind of all the things surrounding a product or an idea that are supposed to reinforce certain ideas. Now, when you look at the McDonald's logo, for example, on some level, you know, man, those M's, the big M, that looks like a couple of French fries. Which, by the way, they sell French fries. When you're looking at Google with all the different colors, you think, at least on some level, hey, I can access anything that I want just by doing a search here. And that's what you want. So you want your logo, your brand identity to reflect what you're doing. And they also need to reflect your actual church, your actual podcast. Some things that I've seen that are mistakes in the past is places that say, oh yes, we're welcoming, we're loving, and then you go there and it's horrible. It's like they ought to say, well, we're actually more like a hockey fight without the hockey. That is inconsistent branding. And when people know that the branding is inconsistent, it's not the case that they say, oh, I just might be wrong in my impressions. They say, no, the branding is wrong. So you don't want a website, for example, where it says things about family and being loving, and then you go there and there are no families there. You don't want to use stock photography that show people in their 20s when your entire congregation is people in their 80s. Do you see how that could be a problem? People would be expecting one thing and then actually get something else. And later on this week, I'll talk about culture on another show, but I think that that really does matter, the culture of your church as opposed to what you're trying to say that your culture is. Because you don't want it to be false advertising. False advertising is a bad thing. Saying, ooh, yeah, you ought to come here. We're hip. We're new. We're cool. We're relevant. And then you get there, and it's like it was created by Amish people in the 1800s, not even 21st century Amish people. Like, that's going to give just a totally different impression. Now, there are some things that you can do when it comes to branding that I suggest. First off, how you develop your logo, your look, etc., really matters. How consistent it stays really matters. How you're presenting one image throughout everything that you do, that matters. Because consistency sends a message. It says that we've thought this through, we're doing this all the same way, as opposed to, yeah, someone was in charge of that, and somebody else was in charge of that, and they didn't talk to each other at all. This is a problem we had at my church. Every summer we used to do, for probably the first 5 years the church was around, which it was founded in 1999, so from 99 to 2004 or so, we used to do a sermon series called Passages That Pump Me Up. And you can imagine there are different metaphors that you could use. Well, 2003, 2004, in that range, there was branding for the lobby, which was hot air balloons with different scripture passages on them. But those of us on the video team didn't know that. So we went with a totally different metaphor, different things. And when we saw that, we thought, oh, well, we could have done something with the hot air balloons. Not against hot air balloons. I just didn't know you guys were using them. So it really felt disjointed, like we had an opportunity and we missed it. So branding can do that. You can also have branding that, speaking specifically of the podcast, you've got album art. That branding should align with the individual episode art. It should also align with any opening stuff, any closing stuff. And in an ironic twist, my opening music was different this week and last. I'd forgotten that it had changed. What had changed is there was a file association that just wasn't quite right. So that is a mistake in branding, one that I need to fix. And I hope that that helps you to think about things that you need to fix when you're doing branding for your church, that things should align. It should be the case that when someone happens upon one podcast that your church does, if you do more than one, that it feels like it's part of the whole. Even if one is from the senior pastor and one is from the children's pastor. Still, there ought to be some consistent element that ties the two together so that if someone finds one and they like it, maybe they find the other and they like that as well. So there is a certain advantage to doing just that. Also, you have the advantage of using that in your marketing to get people familiar with what they can expect before it happens. So as you're designing your branding, keep that in mind. One final thing I want to talk about is evangelism. Now, this is a church podcast, so you might be thinking, well, of course we're into evangelism. That makes perfect sense. But let's think of it in the tech way of using the term. So, going back to the first century, the apostles called the message about Jesus, good news. As an aside, if what you're telling people is not good news, it's not the good news. They thought that it was good news that, to quote scripture, God was no longer holding people's sins against them. Look it up, it's in there. So that is good news. So that's why they called it the good news. So brand evangelism, company evangelism, you know, you might have heard of Guy Kawasaki, who was the former chief evangelist for Apple. A lot of tech companies have evangelists. The idea behind what they do is kind of a secular version of what we in the church should do, and that is good news telling. The Greek word here is euangelio. You meaning good, EU, good, angelio, message, so a good message, or good words, good news, etc. So we're telling good news. So what you want to do is you actually want to recruit evangelists for your podcast. Think of it this way. How can you get raving fans and get them to become evangelists? Let me tell you a couple of quick stories about brands that I'm an unofficial evangelist for. There is an amusement park in my part of the country. It's actually in southern Indiana, called Holiday World. It used to be called Santa Claus Land, but they rebranded because they wanted to include other holidays. And Holiday World is owned by a family. And you can tell because they do everything to make you love them. It's called the cleanest park in the country for a reason. Every three steps, there's a garbage can. There's no excuse to litter. By the time you think, hey, I'm going to litter, there's a garbage can right there. So you're able to throw your stuff away, no problem. And they also have people coming by all the time just to make sure that you didn't get lazy in that one step between garbage cans. They offer free drinks and free soft drinks and free sunscreen as well. Now, I thought that these things would be hard to access. You'd need a special cup, which you're going to lose on the first roller coaster. None of that was true. When you go to the to get your drink, they have disposable cups right there. You go, you grab your disposable cup, you get your drink, and there are free drink stations throughout the parks, including where you eat. So they don't charge you for soft drinks at all. Again, something that I love about that. I tend to burn, get a sunburn. In fact, before they instituted this policy, I got one of the worst sunburns of my life at the water park at Holiday World. This was back in the summer of 97. Might have been 96. 96 or 97. During that summer, I got one of the worst sunburns of my life. That sunburn was a result of me not applying sunblock. But now, that's not an issue, because there are sunblock stations all over the water park, and so while you're getting ready to go into a line, oh, look, a sunblock station, you pump some in, and while you're waiting in line anyway, you might as well slather it all over yourself. So, it's easy to add more sunblock. So, I tell you this story to say, notice what I'm doing? I'm talking about how great this place is. I've become an unofficial evangelist for their brand. That's what you want to engender in people. Love them or hate them, Chick-fil-A can do the same thing. Now, when you're in their standalone restaurant, it's one thing when they go around and ask you if you want a refill. Something totally different when you're in a mall food court and someone from the restaurant seeks you out looking for people in the crowd of those who have eaten at other restaurants to ask you personally, hey, would you like a refill? And then they go get it for you and then bring it back. That was a moment where I became a fan of Chick-fil-A. they're not as inexpensive as other places. Perhaps you don't agree with them politically. Whatever, it's still the case that from a pure customer service standpoint, that is impressive. So, how can you make your fans into raving fans and then eventually into evangelists for you, where, like me, they tell you about things that they like? That is what you want. We'll talk about what you need to know about the web right after this. This and all the churchtechcast.com shows are generously provided for by viewers like you. Thank you. Head on over to patreon.com/paulallencliff, that's patreon.com/paulallencliff. You can support the show for as little as $1 a month. Every bit helps change lives and eternities. So thank you. Now let's talk about the web. A lot of people think that SEO is the way to get people to see your stuff. And there's truth there. SEO, search engine optimization, does matter, because if people can't find your stuff, they're not going to access it. But if they find your stuff, like it, and then come back later and nothing's changed, maybe they give you another chance. A month later, they come back. Nothing's changed. What you've actually just told them is you don't need to come back here ever again, because nothing is ever going to change, and unless you forget what was here, it's really not necessary for you to come back. So that's why I say content is king. So content is king. All the new content that you pump onto your website will drive traffic. Also, quality is queen. So if you put up something that's kind of half-realized, something that's kind of cruddy and it doesn't look like anyone spent any time doing it, you're not going to get as much interaction as if you plan it and do the best that you can with what you have. That's what I mean, by the way, by quality. I don't want you to only half consider any content that you put up. I want you to do the best you can. Don't compare yourself to others that are farther along the road than you. Just do the best you can and always try and be improving. Try just a little bit better. Just a little bit better. Once you're further on down the road of just a little bit better, improving it just a little bit each time, I think that you'll find that you've actually improved a lot. So, content is king, quality is queen, consistency. Those are the three C's you need to consider. Content, well, I guess quality isn't a C. A Q. Well, that was a mistake. Content quality and consistency. So consistency means that people can rely on you to do things over and over again. Now, if you're not 100%, that's one thing. But if you're towards the other end of the spectrum, if you say, hey, this is a weekly podcast and you release three a year, that's not consistent. That's not even remotely consistent. Now, if you say it's a quarterly podcast and you release three a year, you're at least in the ballpark. So you need to be consistent not only in your message, but if you say, hey, every Monday morning, I'm going to release a new show, you should show up every Monday morning with a new show, with few exceptions. You'll be forgiven from time to time, but let me tell you another story. There was a show on several years ago called Crossing Jordan, and And I love that show. My wife and I used to watch it. It was on every Monday night. We'd watch it, and we were a little disappointed when there were reruns. But the main actress, Jill Hennessy, she got pregnant, and instead of writing it into the show or trying to hide it, they just went on hiatus. But they went on hiatus without really any announcement. I thought that it was gone forever, actually. And then they came back. But when they came back on a different night, and it was halfway through the season. It was just, I never got back into it. And I think no one else ever really got back into it. That was one of the problems with the show, is it had lost its consistency. It was quality. It was well done. They were making them. But consistency really pushed me over the edge. So, as you're trying to drive traffic to your website, to your podcast, remember you want to have content. Just keep making episodes. You want to make them quality the best you can. Don't think that's because you're not a Willow Creek church, because you're not a Saddleback church, because you're not a Life church, that you can't make quality. You can do the best you can. And you can get a little better every week, every month, every year. Just a little bit better. And consistency. I would rather listen to something that is getting better slowly over time and I can rely on it, than something that's incredible that I can't rely on, because we develop patterns based on what people claim is going to happen. And when they let us down, we start losing interest. There was actually a podcast I used to listen to that was like this, and they took a short amount of time off, and I just never got back into it because I lost interest in it. So those are the things that you should consider when you're going out and changing eternity. Remember, these are what we're going through is chapters from my book, my first book, Podcasting Church, which is available on Amazon. If you go to AM, as in Mary, ZN, as in Nancy, .to/podcastchurch, you can go buy your copy there. You can follow along, read what I've written in that book to help you and your church. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Don't forget to subscribe, like, etc. Share this with your friends. Subscriptions are free to this podcast and all the ChurchTechCast.com. podcasts, or you can subscribe on YouTube as well. Don't forget to set your notifications so that you do find out when I release content, which I do 5 days a week. Until next time.